Roland Martin, heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
You want to know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Roland
Martin! Hold it now.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. From Washington, D.C., Roland Martin.
Tom, Sybil J. Hope all is well with y'all. You look at the papers today. You look at the websites here in the nation's capital. They're calling this a Republican wave, a tidal wave. No, I'm calling this a Democratic massacre. If you look across this country, you saw, of course, the Republicans take control of the United States Senate, but also they're going to likely extend their lead in Alaska. The Republican senator is up 4 points. In Louisiana, there's going to be a runoff. That's going to be difficult for Senator Mary Landrieu to hold on to that job. Republicans could very well have 54 people in the United States Senate come January. They also extended their lead in the U.S. House. Also, we expected 47 members of the Congressional Black Caucus to return in January. The number is going to be 46 in Nevada. Stephen Horsford lost by less than 4,000 votes, a surprising win in a race that many Democrats actually ignored. Also, Anthony Brown will not be the third black governor elected since Reconstruction. He lost in Maryland. Democrat loss in Illinois. You also saw losses elsewhere. Joining us right now is Cornell Belcher, top Democratic pollster. Cornell, you look at the numbers. You study the numbers. Real simple. What the hell happened last night?
Well, it's not simple. There's always multiple variables. But look, you know, we knew that Democrats would have a rough night. You got three things really working against you. You've got a map. When you look at the Senate map this time around, it ran through the heart of Republican territory and battleground states that, frankly, had broken Democrat before, but have a history of flipping back and forth. Didn't break Democrat this time. Then you have history. Look, the president in the second term, whether he's Barack Obama or he's a Republican. President in the second term, on average, they lose 29 seats. It's not new to just President Obama. Then you have demographics. You have, in the midterm elections, you have an older, less diverse electorate. Or the older, less diverse electorate tends not to favor Democrats. Now, one thing that I will say, Roland, right off the bat, I mean, I know there are a lot of people that want to blame African Americans for this whipping. You can't blame African Americans for this whipping.
Right.
When you look at some of the battleground states, you'll actually see that African American percentages, proportion of the electorate, stayed steady or increased by a point or two from the last election time. I think a lot of the Democrats will look back and say, did in fact we do enough in our base? Did we do too late in our base? I would argue that we could have done more to generate enthusiasm in our base by spending more, quite frankly. But I don't want this to be laid at the head at the feet of the African American population.
Well, I'm glad you said that.
Cornell,
I'm glad you said that.
No, thank you. Yeah, numbers don't lie. Cornell, where were Latinos? Do you believe that the failure to move on immigration reform and the president's decision not to sign that executive order depressed Latino turnout? And, in fact, he was doing it to protect Southern U.S. senators. They lost anyway.
You know, and again, I don't think you can blame our brown brothers for this either, because when you look at
I'm not blaming them. I'm not blaming them. What I'm saying, what do the numbers show?
Did they turn out?
Well, you didn't see a big bump in their turnout, but look, you know, you saw some improvements in support. I mean, Latinos supported Democrats 63% to 35% nationally from the exit polling. I don't think you can lay this at the foot of one group. If you're going to lay this at the foot of one group, you can lay it at the fact that Democrats lost white voters by 22 points. Again, I'll underline that. Lost white voters by 22 points, and whites made up 77% of the off-year electorate this time. And you know, that's about 5 or 6 points higher than what they typically made.
I got to ask you this, Cornell. Young voters, And look, I mean, you look at some of these numbers. There were people who, I mean, I had people on my Twitter account, professors who were saying, their students were saying, I'm not voting for anybody but Obama. And again, not blaming one group for a whole loss, but the reality is the Obama collection was a collection of people, young voters. When you don't turn out, that also hurt last night too.
Well, that's no denying that. Look, in 2012, younger voters made up a larger share of our electorate than seniors. And I want to repeat that. Younger voters made up a larger share of our electorate than seniors. This time around in off year, young voters, seniors made up a larger share than the young voters. If you have an electorate where less diverse voters are showing up, you're not going to have a good night for Democrats.
Not have a good night. Cornell, darling. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Jesse Jackson said it best. He said, talking about the Democrats who distanced themselves from the president, he said it's like playing football. If the line lays down, the quarterback is going to get killed. And that's what happened with the Democrats that distanced themselves from the president's policies.
Well, absolutely.
It goes both ways, though, don't you think? I mean, you not supporting the president and the president not doing what needed to be done.
Okay.
Yep. And also, Dems, you don't want to spend money on black consultants and black pollsters. Guess what?
You're going to pay the price as well.
You might want to pony some money up and stop ignoring us when it comes to that.
All right.
Cornell Belcher, we appreciate it, bro. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Roland Martin's commentary brought to you by TV One.